This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Great mate debate. GMD. I don't know. I'm just winging it because T-Hack hasn't told me what it's about today.
You haven't asked him in his defense.
I have to ask?
Yeah.
My name's on the show, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who put it there, huh?
Not me. Okay. T-Hack, what's our great mate debate?
Rosie and Sean are debating what to do with an inheritance, I guess you could call it.
Okay. It's Sean, I believe, has won the toss. So Sean gets to go first. Sean?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. What's happening? How can we help?
So, yeah. So my wife and I are in a, I'm going to call it a disagreement here about a car that my grandfather left me after he passed away. And it's a 66 Chevy Impala. It was a car that, like, my grandpa loved more than anything. I used to work on it with him. You know, it meant so much to us. And he left it to me. And Rosie thinks that we should sell the car and use the money for other stuff, which I get, but the car just has so much, you know, sentimental value that, like, I can't see myself parting with it.
Is that the, nobody in this room is going to know what I'm saying. Never mind. Is that the Supernatural car?
Oh,
I don't know. I had a 2000 Impala.
Okay.
Not quite as collectible.
Totally different car.
Yeah.
This is like a muscle car that I believe the brothers in Supernatural.
It is. It's a 67 Impala.
In Supernatural?
Yeah.
So it's gonna look the same. Pretty,
wow. Okay.
Pretty similar.
So that's sick.
They're pretty different year to year.
Shut your face, Aaron. So, but you guys are married, you and Rosie?
Yeah, we've been married about a year.
Okay. And you, I understand you don't want to sell it, but what do you want to do with it? You want it to just take up space in your garage? Are you planning some sort of road trip across the United States to face demons and help out people? That's what
the
guys in Supernatural do.
Okay.
I wasn't just making crap up, T-Hack.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I don't think it's up for any fighting any demons. But, you know, it's just something that means a lot. I mean, like, I'll continue to work on it. I know that there's more stuff that my grandpa wanted to do with the car. I think there's still some work to be done on it
he
would have wanted me to finish for him. I want to be able to drive around in it, drive around town with the two of us in it and remember him.
So just to clarify before we get Rosie's side of this, you didn't inherit a badass muscle car, you inherited a fixer-upper project.
It's not a fixer. I mean, we did a ton of work on it. I just know that there's like a couple of like exterior things that he still wanted to do with it before, he took it out on the road. And I feel like I should finish that up for him and keep it.
Yeah, and it's kind of his project, even if it isn't completed. Like, he helped him. It feels, I get it. You don't want to stop before you're done.
So it feels like you've taken a side before we even hear the other side. Is that what you're saying, T-Hack?
I just want to ride in it. That's really...
All right. Let's get Rosie in here. Rosie?
Yes. Hi.
Yes, yeah. Why do you want him to get rid of the last remaining memory of his grandfather?
Come on, I'm sorry. That's not it.
You know, you're laying it on pretty thick there, but let's be practical. I mean, it's not in mint condition, but it is enough for us to get at least $30,000 for it.
And we really,
that could be a game changer for us. You know, we live in a small little apartment and there's nowhere to keep it. So we have to pay out of pocket to store it somewhere. And that money could go towards honeymoon or a down payment on a house. Inflation is happening in our society, and we just have to think more practically here. And I hate to tell them, you know, let's think this route, but it's just, you know, let's take some pictures. He can take pictures by the car. We can look at it later, and he can always think about his grandfather. But, you know, this could really do a lot of great things for us moving forward, and I'm sure that's what his grandfather would want for us.
He wanted you to have the joy from the money and not the car, is your feeling.
Mm. That's right.
Okay.
Yes, to expand, look at expanding the family, getting us a leg up in life. I definitely think so.
Let me give the phone number real quick, 303-222-5423, or text in your auction offers to 51059. I just looked it up. I mean, if it's got the 427 in it, they're going for about 46 even.
Wow.
I mean, that's probably in mint condition, so
you could get
some scratch for this car.
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
And if you have to, you're gonna have to pay out of pocket. But they have tons of places all over the place to store it. Yeah, and they'll take really good care of it. In fact, my father-in-law's a car guy, so I hit some of these places with him sometimes when he comes to visit. He just checks them out, and they're really nice. But I don't think they're cheap.
Of course not. And I like, Sean, I know that you have this feeling, and you probably know your grandpa better than she did, but like, do you think, as much as you two wrenched on the car together, do you think your grandfather wanted this to be a burden on you?
I don't even see it as a burden. I mean, like if he wanted to fix it up to sell it and get the money for it and use it for him or give it to us or whatever, like, he would have done that. I mean, the point of having it was that it was his and that it meant a lot to him and that it was something that we shared together. So I just feel like if that's what he wanted to do, but he never said we're going to fix this up to sell it. His whole thing was to fix it up, to have it, to have something to be proud of and something we did together. And so,
Sean,
I don't think that's what he wanted.
Is there anyone else in your life that, I don't know, a sibling, if you guys are ever planning on having kids, that you would want to continue the work on the car with?
I mean, I have a younger sister that she's shown no interest in it.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know if she would want to sell it if she got it. I just think she wants nothing to do with it.
Right.
So everybody in the family knows, like, it was always the two of us. I mean, I spent whole summers with him just working on this car. So, I mean, everybody knows this is my car.
But I understand. I'm not taking Rosie's side, cause I do kind of feel like it's your inheritance, but like, it's his, like, I have this dream. I have a couple dream cars, like an old 65, even a 63 split window Corvette.
Wow.
What a gorgeous car. But like, if I handed that down to Noah, he doesn't have a dream about a 63 split window. Like, I do. That's like, your grandpa dreamed of driving that car. And he wrenched on it with you, which was a bonding thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that the dream of driving that car isn't your dream. It was his, and he's dead. Not to be rude.
Sure. I mean, no, but it was his dream for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe he's fulfilling what his grandfather wasn't able to do. He's continuing on that. I mean, there's something in passing down kind of an heirloom at this point.
Yeah, but it now becomes a monthly rent payment to store it. Like, I'm not saying I'm on her side. I really am not. But I'm really torn on this because it is his inheritance.
Yeah.
Sean, do you feel like if you sell it, will you just be kind of always looking for another 66 Impala to buy like later down the road, 20 years from now? When like, will you always kind of be missing that?
No, I mean, there's not another car that could replace it. So, I mean, if I sold it, I would just always think about how I gave that up, all the work that we put in and how much it meant to him and me that just somebody else has it, not us. That I wouldn't be able to think about anything else.
Okay. Well, don't watch Supernatural. I'm going to tell you that. Rosie, Sean, hang on right there. We're going to get a jury for you and we can figure out what we're doing with that car. If they're really building a life together, they do each get a say in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it was passed to him, but it's like the idea of like, if I were married and I have enough room in my garage, but like there are cars parked in all those spaces. It's like, I've had friends who had project cars and their wives, like every time they leave the room, it's like, dude, you got to talk about this stupid car. It's taking up space. It's a fire hazard. He's out there every weekend instead of like spending time with the kids.
Or he's not working on it at all.
At all. It's just collecting dust. Yes.
Just waiting on a part.
Yeah, always, always. I gotta fly to Kansas and get this part from this junker. I talked to the guy 2 weeks ago. It's like,
yeah,
it can become a divisive thing.
But I think about it like, it's my dream one day to buy a Rolex and then to pass that to my son, and that's in the family. And if
it's not as obtrusive as
it's not,
$2,000.
But if I found out that I worked hard and I saved and I finally got it and then I pass it down to him and then he just pawned it just instantly because he needed some cash, that's kind of, is it the thing that matters?
Yes,
or is it the memories and the...
Because if they start a family with that money, yeah, he's not going to forget wrenching on the car with his grandpa.
Yeah, but he did say, like, even if we find another one down the road, it's not the same one.
No,
it's
true.
Button doesn't stick the same, and the paint's not quite the right, you know, from when I hit it, took the mirror off, backing out. And
do you want to go in on this car with me, or what are we doing right now?
I do like going to those storage places where they keep the cars. They're cool. So I'd go check on it. I'm not in on a payment for it, but
nerd. All right, we got a 66 Impala up for auction. The bidding starts at $30,000. 303-222-5423. Should they keep the car or sell it for better things?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate between Sean and Rosie. Essentially, he just inherited...
I really like that he called it a great mate disagreement.
Oh, he did. It is a great mate. He inherited a 66 Chevy Impala, which has got Erin looking up episodes of Supernatural.
Yeah.
She's going to start the series now. And his wife is like, no, we got to dump it. We got to get rid of it. We could use the money more than a storage fee and like you constantly trying to wrench on this piece of hell.
Mm-hmm. But he has all the memories of fixing it up with his grandpa. He left it to him. It's his car. He doesn't want to get rid of it. He'll never get it back.
So we need to know whose side you're on. Sean and Rosie, feel free to jump in with anyone. Let's start with Maurice.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Honeymoon, definitely not. Waste of money. And 20 years, he'll still have the car. She'll be gone.
Oh,
I think he's a car.
Wow, that is pretty cutthroat.
That escalated quickly. I thought we were having a little bit of fun here. I
thought it was just a disagreement.
You know, you can't replace that car. And honestly, if you can find a car that old now that doesn't have any electronics on it, I would keep it in a heartbeat.
Okay.
even you'd pay out of pocket and all of that too to keep it. It's
you bet, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I'm sorry about that, Rosie. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Our marriage.
Justin.
Together.
Hey there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, hi.
Hey, I'm there. Whose side are you on?
Oh, this is a no-brainer. Do not sell that car. No brainer. No way.
Oh, my gosh.
Why not?
Come on, now.
No, this is simple. In time, the $30,000 that he'll get is going to be way more insignificant than it is now. The meaning of that car will last his lifetime on there. He can find another way to supplement the money for a down payment in the house, which I totally support, but you'll never get that car back. No brainer. Don't sell the car.
Well,
for sure.
You know... Never say never, my friend.
I saw an episode on Cake Boss similar to this where they had to give up an heirloom when they moved to a different state, and the man of an auction company was able to track down his original car, and he was able to purchase it. Yes, it can happen. And
did you say that was
on Cake Boss?
I love that show.
Okay. Thank you.
That got weird. Didn't the weird Papa John's guy track down his original Camaro too?
Oh, did he?
Okay. He did. He had an old Camaro, so he found it for him.
Wow.
Original van and everything.
Thank you.
Yes. That doesn't mean you should do it. You're getting your ass kicked, Rosie.
Two examples.
Cake Boss and the Papa John's dude is not a winning. Okay, Jamie.
These things.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Okay, why?
So my husband's grandfather passed away in 2021, and he had a 37 Ford that he was in the midst of working on, and we purchased the car from his grandmother. We have been putting our blood, sweat, and tears as an entire family. My husband, myself, and my two kids, we are carrying on his legacy, his memory. His grandfather meant everything to him. And seeing that pride and joy in my husband's eyes is not something that can be replaced. And so I would never in a million years, you know, want or ask him to sell that car.
Wow. Huh.
Well, you're a good wife, Jamie. I think if asking my wife, would you rather have 30 grand or joy in your husband's eyes? I think she'd make a different decision.
Which husband? How much again?
I'm not sure she agrees with me, but like $30,000, we'll spend that on something and that'll be gone. Like that'll be, so either way.
Not if it goes into an investment.
That money's just gone.
Okay.
An investment into a house appreciates. Okay, cars depreciate unless it's mint condition. But right now, we're just not in the position.
Irina,
I think we're going to have no problem affording house. But a house is not necessarily an investment either. Certainly not the one you live in. So I don't want to get into this with you right now.
Okay. Let's get Irina in here. She realized she had to keep quiet for a second.
Everybody's on my side.
Whose side are you on, Irina?
I'm on his side. This man has his fantasy car, dream car. It's absolutely incredible. He's getting it completely free. I'd rather have a husband who is happy sailing away at sunset, being his happiest self, than having a husband fantasizing about the dream he could have had. And also, I heard that she has a beautiful desire to go on vacation. So let him figure out how to make that extra cash to take you on vacation. And you're both happy, right? So once a year, he takes you on vacation while he gets to keep his car. I think that's a fair trade.
All right. Thank you. We could keep going here, but I think it's only Smarty Marty on the phone. I mean he's the only person that isn't just solely in the pocket of Sean. Everyone's voting Sean, and Smarty Marty's basically going, hey, get a loan for the down payment of the house. Don't get rid of the car.
Right, use the car as collateral. Yeah, he's too smart for us.
He's Smarty Marty. He's written a dissertation on what to do with my kid's college education. You're not selling the car, is what I'm saying. Rosie, we legitimately couldn't find a human on planet Earth other than Cake Boss.
And Papa John's.
Papa John's, dude.
All the texters, too, are saying you gotta keep the car.
You gotta keep the car. So,
oh my gosh. Well, can y'all raise a fundraiser so we can make the monthly payments while we decide what we're gonna do?
No, I think you need to learn how to wrench on a 66 Impala.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. What?
I am, as you know, not a native to Colorado. And I've been fighting that stigma this whole time I've been here because I love Colorado and I want to be a Coloradan. It's awesome here. I love it here. I never want to leave.
I was telling my friend from Ohio, they were like, we were talking about Pella, Ohio, and they were, what?
It's not Ohio.
What? Oh, I don't understand. What?
It's Iowa. Don't. I have to defend.
Oh, you don't. If you don't care about Iowa, you wouldn't defend it.
He responded to a texter the other day bonding about some is it Iowan things? Ionian things? I don't know.
It's not Ionian.
I'm just saying that's
I didn't say I didn't care about
that's
Iowa.
That's the Colorado test. Like, if you were ready to be one of us, you'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, Pello, Ohio. Yeah, sure. But no, you're like, no, you're getting it wrong for my motherland. You're so Iowan. Ionian. You're so Ionian.
No, I'm not.
You can't let it go.
It's
you
because
can't let it...
when you grow up in a place like that, there are not people from there. There are not movies made there. There are not movies made about that. Like, it's so rare. And so when a celebrity is from there and you see the
word... You talk about it Field of Dreams all the time.
Because that's the one.
Oh.
That's the one. That's what I'm saying. Like, so when you see the word Iowa pop up on someone or Ashton Kutcher goes, yeah, you know, back in Iowa, you go, oh. He said it. No one ever says it. No one ever says it. But right. Colorado's like, you got everything. You've got pro sports teams. You've got the South Park guys.
Don't have that many famous people from here, though. I don't think.
Quite a few. A lot went to East High School.
Like who?
Let me pull
I know
it up.
Like the Jessica Biel is from here, right? Amy Adams is from here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there's any. I think Don Cheadle's from here.
Yes. He's one.
Okay. Those are pretty big names.
I know, but it's like
TJ Miller.
TJ, no, we don't want to claim him.
We don't?
I don't know. Didn't he do something bad?
Is he troublesome? Oh, I don't know.
He did something bad. He's funny again. I love him in Deadpool, but like he did something bad at some point.
Oh.
But it piques my ears when I hear that. So I'm trying to break that, like, you know, he's from Iowa because I have that gear. But I'm trying to ingratiate myself, I guess, to Colorado. I've done two things. To be more of a Coloradan, I think.
Okay.
I have not gone skiing. That's number one. I think everyone's like, oh, you're going skiing. But I don't think that's what makes you a true Coloradan.
There are Coloradans who haven't, but we don't like them. You have to do a mountainy thing. I feel like if you really want to be one of us, you have to do something mountainy.
Like just a little something.
Recurring?
Yeah.
I will go do it. I've skied before, but I'm not going to be a skier. I don't have that.
Why not?
Gear. I don't.
No, I get it.
Hike?
No, I just...
Like, oh, I love the mountains, but you don't...
I love to look at them.
Okay, well, that's...
And drive up to them and get pizza while I'm near them.
That's not enough. You have to... If you want to be one of us... You know what it is? Okay. I think we could pull up the citizenship test for the United States of America. Because my ex-wife was a Brazilian citizen, and then she took the test to be an American citizen. And while she was studying for it, I realized that myself and pretty much every human that I know could not pass this test.
No, don't pull it. Don't pull it up.
Like you can't. Like you just don't. How many senators are there?
No idea.
That one's easy. That's 100. Because it's two per state. How many Congress people are there?
That no idea.
Real hard because it's like
too many.
Right. It's like 200 and some. It's like some states like Colorado has 7 or something. I don't know. We're like,
yeah.
There's all these different weird things, and you have to know all that stuff. I sort of feel the same way about Colorado. I was blessed to have been born here, so I just get to be from here, and I don't have to jump through any hoops. You, Ionian, you have to like do some tests. You have to do the hot pot kung fu arms on it and carry it across. Like you got to do something.
Okay.
You got to be a mountain person. I mean, just growing a beard and looking like a hipster doofus, that's not enough.
But Colorado's not just mountains, right? I don't
know. No, there's so much more to us.
Right.
What else is...
now I'm mansplaining Colorado to a native, but...
Tell us what some of the other non-mountain things
are. So here's what
are.
I've done to really just be, to live more like a Coloradan. So step one was I got my E470 pass. Now that's a true day-to-day... Coloradan thing. That's what Coloradans do. Is they have the E470, the pass.
You
they
want use credit E470. For that?
I'm saying that's one. That's just one.
Hold on. I do hope you're building upward on these.
I am.
Because if you started with that one, like
I know so many people, including myself, that don't have one.
You don't have
never
one?
Had one.
Well, because your license plate is enough, you just pay a little bit more.
Yeah.
If you if you just
but
use
I think it's a frankly I think it's offensive to just go. I'm in Colorado. I skied. I'm here. That's not what you're not living here. You're not breathing the Colorado air. You're not,
so
you're
not
doing day to day like a real
E470 pass
is more than skiing. Yeah. Is more. Cause everyone comes here and skis. People come from all over the world and
but
come here and
ski.
Ski.
So
but
not
I don't,
everyone.
Cause I live here. I'm here in the day to day. I'm here in the nitty gritty. I'm using my E470 pass.
Okay.
So one.
I'm going to let you have this one, but I don't think it's as big a deal as you. It's like, It's just not enough. It's not. Have you, like,
okay.
It's it, like I ate Rocky Mountain oysters. Big deal. Like that's not one either. You know what I'd love? People text in right now to the tests that you think TX should go through to be one of us.
Okay.
Should he ski? Should he eat Rocky Mountain oysters? Should he go eat at the fort? Like there's mm-hmm. places and things that you have to do.
Have you been to Casa Bonita yet?
No, I haven't.
Mm.
That so used to count. I don't think it counts anymore.
You think so?
Now that it's trendy. Mm. We had to go when it was a crap hole.
Yeah. Well, I've been twice to the new one.
I'm here and I have connections.
I know. I got it through just like everyone else. There's no connections that get
really?
You in. Yeah.
I haven't been to the new one yet.
Mm.
Can you take me?
I don't know. You have to get it in the raffle.
All right. Okay. So anyway. Text in to 510-59 what TX should
do. I'm interested. I want to do
bigger
it.
Bigger than the 470 pass. What else have you done?
I have also...
Hold on. There's so much buildup to this. If this sucks, I swear to God, I'm going to thump you. Because 470 sucks. That is,
I'm living
that
day to day like a real Coloradan. I live here. I need that pass because I don't use it every day.
It's escaping
but I
me. There's
it.
Something big that he's... Like, yeah. What is it? It's like...
Climb a 14er?
But I haven't even done that.
See, that's...
Oh,
I think it's
but I don't have to. I don't have to. I'm from here. I have Pioneer plates. I'm from here. I'm
you
like 10th
You don't have
generation.
Pioneer plates?
I did. I still have them.
Doesn't count.
Now anybody can get them. It's stupid.
Yeah.
You don't have to prove it anymore. You just go, I want to put Pioneer plates.
Okay. Well, that's next on the list then.
No, you don't
Pioneer
have to.
Plates.
No.
I've been
no,
here
no.
forever. Okay. No. The other thing I've done is we have started our subscription with Longmont Dairy. We're getting fresh, local Colorado milk.
That's actually
that's a
pretty
good one,
dairy
man.
Products.
Oh, boy.
Delivered to the house on a weekly basis.
Oh,
we're here. We're boy. Here to stay.
They go all the way down to you?
They do
now. Like,
wow.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yep, I feel it in my blood. Yeah,
I'm going to tell you this. That one's hard to refute.
Yeah.
Because that's day to day, right? It's less. I can go skiing. Yeah, I'll go. I will go at some point. I'm sure I will. But that's not. I'm
and
not,
you do love Bojo's. You love Colorado pizza. Nobody. There's no Bojo's in Chicago.
Right. No. Oh, Chicago.
In Pella,
trash Isle, pizza.
Ohio, wherever it is.
Idaho.
All right. So.
So that's it.
Let me ask you this.
I need the texters help.
We're going to meet here tomorrow, and we're going to read off the list of things that you got to do.
Okay.
Is it all like this summer?
Whatever. I don't
or
care. I
year,
honestly don't care what it is. Does he have to brand cattle? Does that count? Like if you were in Montana, that'd be one of the things.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot of cattle farms up there.
Sure.
If there's something so inherently Colorado.
Yeah. A T-Hack to-do list.
It's,
for this
it's,
year.
It's the citizenship test.
Okay.
You want, and then you're going to have to make a public speech. This is the part that, this is the one I'm insisting on. Where you denounce Iowa. My ex-wife had
Ohio.
To, she had to renounce her Brazilian citizenship when she held her hand across her heart and did the other one.
Okay.
When she became, so you're going to have to.
I will denounce Idaho. No problem. Easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First things first, I would like to discuss the hijacking of the words raw dog.
What it used to mean.
I'm just saying, like,
there can be
my daughter multiple. Says it now. And okay. I'm like, oh. You know what? She's like, man, I'm just gonna like raw dog those corn dogs in the freezer or whatever, which means she's not gonna put any condiments on them. Oh.
That weird. Was close.
No, she says like, I'm gonna raw dog these fries, and just like, ah, gong, 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 or like whatever.
Okay. And you're but like, she's not dipping them in ketchup. Correct. It's just the fries. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
Just raw dogging it.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I just don't think, like,
there's multiple
no,
uses.
You Z's have like, you guys decide sometimes to just take a word that means something very specific, and you're like, no, we're gonna do this now.
And yeah, like, you no. Z's.
You know what's so funny about you, Hack, Turncoat? Is this a TNT hack for Turncoat?
No.
Because you and Aaron gang up on me like you're getting paid for it. And then the second Aaron's got the focus of my venom, you're like, yeah!
Yeah, the vitriol was off of me. Let me enjoy it.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, eventually no one will like you.
I'm a millennial. No one does like me. So I'm just right down the
but
middle.
You just raw dog your millennialness. So can you just apologize for making raw dog mean other things? Raw dog
no.
means one thing and one thing only.
No.
Okay.
What?
Uncooked canine.
God, I see.
All right. So people are apparently raw dogging airplane rides.
Yeah, I like it. I'm on board. No. I like it. I think it's good. I think
it's
guys are
thing
doing
in
it.
The world.
It's like a mental test. You get on the flight, you got no music, you got no luggage,
so you didn't
you got
bring
no,
headphones.
No.
Like you deny yourself the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Like I sometimes
no
I bring
luggage. Wait.
Thus the name.
No, they have luggage.
Yeah.
Maybe, or you just check it or whatever, but you just get on the plane. You're just not holding, you don't have a carry-on, at
oh.
least. You don't
or
have
like
a bag.
It's up there, you're not dealing
yeah.
with it.
So you're okay. just in your seat, you're sitting. Like you're just...
And they just stare forward. They mm-hmm. don't turn their
at
screen on.
At the flight
on.
Map.
Yeah, they turn this... Oh, that's right. They put on the flight map.
Yeah. Yeah. I
and that's raw dogging.
Yeah, because you're not distracted. You're not taking... You're like forcing
distracted
yourself...
Distracted by what?
By your music, by your headphones, by how, the movie, by...
You millennials
a coloring
and your
book.
Music.
Yeah! Yeah! Sorry. I don't remember whose team am I on again.
I don't know.
My Zune is in charge.
Okay. I'm just asking you this. Like, do you, when you need to go, like, we're going out to dinner together tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did I make us a reservation on my phone through OpenTable?
Probably.
I did.
Did, okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I've embraced the current technology. I didn't go down to the management offices, pull out a Yellow Pages, flip through until I found the restaurant, call them and go, pray tell, sir, do you have red room for four at 5:30, 6 o'clock? Like, what? I didn't do that.
Right, you didn't.
I used my phone.
That would be raw dogging it.
Right.
To do it that way.
Why would you raw dog when something exists to not raw dog?
Well, that's out of convenience. The flight, you're on the plane for, let's say, 4 hours, no matter what. You're there for 4 hours.
Yes.
So you can use it and distract yourself and listen to music. And
that's the point.
Or you can use it to test yourself. Challenge yourself to focus your mind to see if you can make it through something hard, and then you feel like you accomplished something when you land.
So it's like,
instead of just like, oh, we're here already.
What?
It's like baby solitary confinement.
Yeah,
like
you wake up in a new city with a new perspective. You feel
wait,
better
you wake
about yourself.
Up in a new city. So are you napping?
You land in a new city.
Can you sleep, raw dog?
Yeah. Oh, the plane thing.
What is that? So honestly, I saw like one still shot, and the dude looked like a psychopath. Like if somebody
you're just staring,
yes, literally just
what is?
Looking
I don't
forward.
Understand the point.
I don't either.
It does not make you look stronger. It does not.
Doesn't make you mentally stronger
no.
at all.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Just going through solitary confinement make you mentally stronger.
No,
it doesn't.
It breaks you mentally.
But you don't. You don't break. If you don't break, then you're stronger. You don't break on the flight. It's just a little test. You're so obsessed with your phones. You got to have distractions all the time. What about your own thoughts?
I don't think I want to know.
Kind of scary. That's why we're raw dogging
so like,
it.
But you're afraid to fly, right?
No.
You're not?
No.
For some reason, I thought he and Little D had that in common.
No, he just doesn't fly often.
Yeah, we just don't travel that much. Okay. I have no problem.
So you're not scared at all?
No, not scared. I sometimes get motion sickness, but not really. Not on flights. That's more like roller
coasters. So you're just
going to
sit there and think?
Yeah, and I've done it before. Admittedly, on accident, because I lost my earbuds, and so then I just had nothing. But I've done it now, like with kids, kind of, because I had load up my podcasts or my shows or just whatever I'm going to listen to or watch.
You didn't.
No, because you got kids, and I just end up sitting with them or talking with them or coloring with them.
So you're not raw dogging. You're entertaining your
kids.
But
I'm not using the distractions that I have.
You're coloring with them.
Yep. You're not raw dogging.
Well, neither are you.
I'm raw dogging.
No, you're not.
On the plane?
Everywhere I go.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We want to talk about, you had one job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had one job.
Yeah. You had one
job. You just
sucked
at your one job. Okay, so the story that got me thinking about it was there was a driver in Pittsburgh. He's apparently the person, you would think there'd be a little more protocol to this, but he goes and picks up the dead bodies at the nursing home.
Yeah, because he's told that they have passed, so he just takes them. It's not his fault.
You should check.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Do a look. Do a look.
Or grab a nurse and go, point at the dead one. Direct me towards the body bag. How about that?
Yeah.
How about the facility?
Which he grabs, but it's up to the nurses to make sure that their heart is not beating.
I don't think... So the problem is, he didn't grab a chick in a body bag. He grabbed a chick in a sheet.
Oh. Okay. Well
you got to know the difference.
Right.
Step one,
know the difference. So he walks into a room with a very still woman under a blanket. Well, I got news for you. There's probably 500 rooms just like that. Yeah. You had one job. Check for pulse. Okay. Breathing. Or a body bag. Check for a zipper across her face. Does not. Tosses the woman in the back of his van. Takes her back. Fills her full of formaldehyde.
No.
That's not what happened.
This woman kind of has one job, too. Like, speak up.
She did. She made a noise.
I'm not dead. That'll... You could just say hi. He would go, oh, I thought you were dead. Sorry. just utter anything.
There's
right?
literally not a good conversation for either of them coming out of this. Oh, I thought you were dead. Oh, thanks. No makeup day for me. Really.
You're right.
Oh, my God, this is cruel. Anyway, it's apparently not his job. Because they're not trained. But it's like, I would think
the
transport company should just be like, it's not Wells Fargo or whoever. What's the name of the Loomis, the people who pick up money at banks? Mm. They don't just walk in and go, like, somebody's sitting there and their checkbook's on the ground. They're like, oh, that must be it. And they grab it and they go put it in their truck. You grab specific bags from a specific person. You go, it's like, right. Oh, I was just standing in line with a 50 in my hand. Oh, this must be our pick. Right?
Like, yeah, I think so.
Is my analogy on point?
No.
It's okay.
It's not okay. It's great. So anyway, he had one job. He picked up the wrong person. Picked up a live one.
Got a live one.
It's kind of loud back there. I don't know. It's usually not like this.
Just crank up the radio.
Yeah. Well, we can kind of stay on that theme. My mom had one job.
No, what?
At my sister's funeral.
Don't do this.
It's been a while since we've been to a funeral, been to a mass, just in general.
Oh, God.
So the pastor, priest, whoever, calls up my brother-in-law and my mom to, like, sign the book of deceased or whatever to, like,
oh,
put
yeah,
my
I
sister's
did see them
name
do
in.
That. Yeah.
And we see my mom sign it, and then she just, like, shrugs. And walks back down to the pew. And my brother and I are instantly, like, something bad happened.
Well, she was just supposed to write.
Yeah, Kelly's she wrote her own name. She signed it. She wrote her own name in the book of deceased.
Later, Cheryl.
That seems that's it's karma. It's,
yeah,
or something.
Bad manifesting. I don't know. She like chased him down later.
I have
was
never
like,
seen this happen.
I need the book back
before. But like, it's like a reservation book. Yeah. I've been to a lot of funerals, unfortunately, and I'd never seen that particular thing. But it's like just so the Lord knows you're coming. we got a reservation book, and it was like, and then I didn't know. Have you ever seen like the president sign something when he signs something in to law?
Oh, and then they like, show like
grab
it up.
A pen,
yeah.
They write like J, and then grabs another pen and write O, and then writes
oh.
it. And they use like 20 pens because they give those pens. I was like, this is the pen that was used to sign this thing. So I was like, I didn't know if they were going to put your sister's name in multiple times because more than one person got to go up, or if like your mom was supposed to just write K-E and then somebody else was going to come up and go L-L. But like she I saw her whipping the pin and I was like, ooh, she wrote something. Oof, that's not good.
Yeah, one job.
One job. If you've screwed something up at work colossally, we'd love to hear what it was. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I love the one, the police, their hearts are in the right place, definitely. So they, you know, if you see an animal in a hot, locked car, you got to get them out and save them. So that's what happened. Somebody called the cops and they came and they broke the window. And
you have to.
To rescue the dog that was in the car.
Just got
to
shatter that glass, man.
It just turns out that the dog was a toy dog, just a little stuffed animal. So he was.
They do make some super realistic, like it's curled in
why
a circle.
Are you trying to help out all the people who are doing?
I'm just saying it makes it makes sense that they would think that was a real dog because they are very realistic.
Much
now.
Like the guy with the body bag, you got to check.
Yeah.
No, but these toy
hold a treat
dogs,
up or something?
They literally breathe. Like they go up and down.
Oh.
Like I'm not kidding. It's so realistic.
Then the car owner has one job, to leave your toy dog behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't bring a breathing dog on a 90 degree day in the middle of the UK. I too have a UK story. A guy went in to the hospital. I don't really know what he was going in for, but okay. Because I think the surgery he got is one they normally do when you're awake. Anyway, they snipped him. They went for the...
What?
They went for the... No. The berry tug and snip.
That's why I don't go to the doctor. You just never know.
I came in here for a tonsillectomy. Yeah. What are you doing
How
down
does
there?
That happen?
Honestly, I don't understand.
I don't either.
Why he didn't speak up, as you guys
I
said
agree.
That the lady.
Speak up. I would speak up.
Much like the lady in the non-body bag.
Those look like scissors. What are you? You're getting close. Okay, what's going on?
I think they're going to try to reverse it. Because they want to have kids.
Ooh.
Okay, so if you've screwed up something real, real bad at your job, we want to know what it is. We call it You Had One Job. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So it appears nobody wants to call in for You Have One Job. Hey, you guys, you know what you have?
What? We have
one job.
One job.
People out there listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had one job. Just call in.
Yeah. Tell us your story.
Job.
Everyone's so perfect.
Yeah.
They never mess up at their job.
Never make work mistakes.
Is Erin's one job story the one where she came to opening day and was just supposed to be like kind of wallpaper?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Just have fun at opening day.
Which I did.
Just have a little bit of fun.
She kinda,
made sure everyone.
Your one job is to not get into an ambulance by day's end.
I don't remember signing anything that says
you don't have
that.
To sign anything to know.
In my defense, this is such a unique like industry, and it is very encouraged
and
to
it
drink.
Is.
It is very encouraged.
All right, so Tiag, what do you got?
I was working at a golf course when I was in high school, and so it was league night, which meant we got all the clubs out for the league players to come. They took the clubs, and then they went and played nine holes. So we had one job, just like clean up, wait for them to come back, and then we'd clean all their clubs and put them away. That was our one job, and what we did instead was use the towels that we used to clean the clubs, and we also used gas to get stuff off of, like to get
Why?
Stains off of, like a club. If it's like real dirty, you can use gas
what
to kind of like get it
from?
Off.
Why just, do you have to clean
just
them?
Like divots.
Yeah, just the dirt.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So that was our job. But we
they wanted you to use gasoline on their clubs.
Well, I don't know. That's what we had. But anyways, while we were waiting for them to come back, we had all these rags. We have all this gas.
Molotov cocktails.
You gotta light them on fire. So we were lighting some of the rags on fire, and then me and the other guy who was working, and then we saw the league guys coming in. So we went, oh, they're here. Put the fire out. He tosses the rag into the bucket of all the other rags that were, so, and then it started a fire. So we had to shut the garage door to the inside and just act professional. to them.
As and smoke is pouring out from inside. Yeah,
the inside's
oh my
filling with
gosh.
Smoke. One guy was tending to that, and all we had to do was just wait.
Yeah,
just be
just
productive.
Wait. Yeah.
We could have cleaned. We could have earned our paycheck, but
your
we,
story inspired me.
Well, good.
To recall the time when my girlfriend was out of town and she had a cat, little Zoe Cruz. And my one job was to feed and water Zoe Cruz. Just had to give her water, feed, not even clean the litter box. She wasn't even going to be gone long enough to do that. How hard can that be?
That sounds very easy.
Where did it go wrong?
Well, yeah. At a certain point, I decided... if I'm being honest, at a certain point, I spilled wine or something on the cat.
Okay.
On the cat.
Well, the cat was just like, I had a glass of wine. I don't remember if it was wine or whatever, but the wine, something
I got
spilled.
Water to cat.
I spilled something on the cat. I think it was wine because it was purple and Zoe was an orangish cat. So then I'm like, all you had to do is keep this cat alive. Now you're just going to get it clean. So I'm going to give the cat a bath.
Oh.
Okay.
So no one told me, as a non-cat person, that cats don't like water.
Mm.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Who? Tell me what grade they pulled you aside and said, just know
dude,
this.
It's like, it's
put
in
a cardamom
cartoons.
And what?
It's in cartoons.
How? What cartoon is it in?
Garfield? I don't know.
I Garfield?
Yeah. You gave him lasagna. You were following all the rules.
Yes. So I
didn't know that either, because don't they kind of, if you turn the faucet on, they'll like...
They'll like bat at it, but they don't want to be submerged.
Okay.
No, they don't like baths.
Because that's, I struggle, because we have a faucet in our kitchen that you touch it and to turn it on,
yeah.
But then it's on a timer, it'll turn off. It just keeps turning off. And I think it's because if you have a cat
it'll
and you
just
leave,
keep whacking it and
it can't
it on.
Turn it on and flood your house.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but I didn't,
I took the purple stained orangish cat, gave it a bath. I was bloody by the end because she tore me up. And then when I'm drying her off, I looked at her and I'm like, well, my God, my girlfriend is terrible at grooming this cat. Her whiskers are so damn long.
No.
Getting a little shaggy.
Tell me what class they told you that whiskers
would you ever,
were there to serve a purpose.
Would you ever,
tell me when they told you that.
Would you ever cut off a dog's whiskers?
Now I wouldn't. I didn't know.
Oh
I swear to God,
gosh.
I didn't know. I cut them tight. I cut them tight to her face. I'm like, God, your whiskers are like way lighter than your head.
The cat's ready for basic training.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I know I'm not supposed to read the comments. I know I'm not. No, I am supposed to read the comments, right? When people text in to 51059.
You're supposed to, but so many of them are kind of mean, especially towards you. So we try to shield you.
Why are they mean towards me?
I don't know. They think you're mean to us, which, I mean, I would never
Shut up,
say
T-Hack.
That.
No. Okay. You like it when people are mean to you on text, right? Because you're... Like, and people, don't write me a text right now. When I call him this, he's going to like it. You're a troll.
Yeah. Yeah. I
you
am.
Like.
I'm grinning.
You want to poke somebody and get them angry because deep in your heart, you know that wasn't really you.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's kind of funny that it got somebody else so upset and it was just. Wasn't real the whole time.
Right.
Just like
you're just saying, and like, if I don't know how to say this to people without totally breaking down what we do for a living, but like, let's take that fourth wall down for a minute. If Tiak and I just agreed wholeheartedly on everything, it wouldn't be that interesting of a show.
No.
And so sometimes you or I will take an opposing view. More often than not, we're literally fighting. We're literally on opposite sides. But there are times where one of us takes an opposing view, and I'd like to think that there's enough BS and sarcasm in my voice or your voice that people can tell, hey man, he's just strawmanning that. He's just coming after it just to get a rise out of Slacker or to get a rise out of T-Hack or make Aaron feel weird about whatever.
Yeah, to have an interesting conversation. Well, what about this? Did you think about that? I don't know.
Like, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so many people just don't get it, and they're like, I went through and scrolled back a few days.
Oh no, this is what we've been trying to keep you from. This is
wow, you guys are mean. You're flat out
I know.
Mean. And I don't know how many of these I want to hone in on. There's one in particular that I want to hone in on.
Okay. Maybe that's how I got to. Is we kind of don't have a choice. The texts are so mean, you kind of have to learn to embrace the meanness of the listeners.
So I haven't learned to embrace it, and my skin is still very thin. Mm. My skin is thick when it comes to you and Aaron. You guys can say anything you want to me, because I know we're brothers and sisters. We can, like, get after it.
Yeah.
But something about being a little keyboard warrior, like in the anonymity of your stupid little, you know, you're behind the counter at 7-Eleven waiting for the slurping machine to like, I was going to say warm up, but cool down, whatever it is that it does.
That's when I do most of my trolling.
Right.
That's when I'm in line.
So, like, and then you're like, I'm going to text Slacker what a J-hole he is for saying whatever. Somebody took the time to type out, Slacker, it's Tesla, not Tesla.
They did. I knew that was going to be a point of contention as soon as I saw it. Like, oh boy.
I wish I had the last four of their phone number. Why don't you read their whole phone number on the air right now, and everybody can call this person. Here's my question. How do you know how to pronounce it? Because it's an S? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Because it's an S, so it's Tesla. Automatically, because it's an S.
I guess, yeah. That's, I've always heard Tesla. Nikola Tesla?
Nikolai
Tesla? Yeah.
You say it that way? How did Nikolai say it?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't?
Mm-mm. I didn't even know his first name, to be honest. Okay. My roommate was named Nikolai for a while.
What was his last name?
Not Tesla. Marinkovich.
Here's my thing. You don't know. You don't know. Do you know the name of the country that my ex-wife is from?
Brazil.
Oh, do you know how to spell it?
No, I don't. With a Z?
If you're from there.
I wasn't the one who texted it.
I'm asking that dude who texted, presumably a dude, but like whomever. Do you know how to spell Brazil?
Does it have an S or
the
a Z?
The way we spell it here?
With a Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down there, it's an S.
Oh.
It's Brasil. Brazil.
Brazil. Okay.
But you still, to us, it sounds like a Z.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like they say São Paulo, S-A-O. How would you say S-A-O?
Sao?
Right. Sao. That's not what I said. Sao.
No. Sao.
Sao. Like Sao. You're saying, São Paulo.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, but we Americans are just like, it's São Paulo. It's Tesla, not Tesla. Okay. Here's all I'm saying. I don't even know why I'm so worked up about this. Do you know how Elon Musk pronounces his last name?
No.
I do. Do you want to know how he pronounces it?
Is it not
Tesla? Elon Musk said,
what?
No, wait. How he pronounces the company. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, like not his Musk? Last name. Musk. God, I'm so stupid. Musk. He pronounces it Tesla.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That makes sense. So that would be, he'd be the arbiter
I would say the guy who started the company, Tesla, can call the company Tesla. But we're such pretentious buttholes that, like, I've used this argument 1,000 times, but T-O-V-E space L-O. Sings a song, Habits, sings, we call her Tove Lo.
Tove Lo, but isn't it?
Her name, from what I've heard in interviews, is Tove Lo.
Yeah.
But so many of us have mispronounced her name that she's like, you know what? Screw it. Call me Tove Lo. I don't care anymore.
You know, you actually got that wrong, Tove.
Right. That's.
Did you tell your mom? She's been saying
that's
it wrong.
Literally, that's why you supposedly is in the dictionary, because so many people say supposedly and irregardless that they actually, Webster just threw their hands in the air and said, you know what? We're putting them in the dictionary. So you.
I hate that. I hate that part so much. That's like, it's still an incorrect word. Even if an incorrect word gets used often,
correct,
it's still incorrect.
Correct.
Thank
so
you.
In all I'm getting at is who's right and who's wrong. The keyboard warrior who's driving his Hyundai, sorry, Tiak, to 7-Eleven and correcting me.
Mm-hmm.
Or me who listens to Elon Musk, and I blew it so hard when I said his last name thing earlier, but like he pronounces the name of his own damn company Tesla.
Yes, this says that he, Musk, pronounces it with a voiced S that sounds like a Z.
Yes.
But it also says, according to company representatives, both are right and Musk doesn't care. As long as you buy one. So.
You ruined this whole thing!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've asked this question of the people in this room before, and I'm going to ask it again today.
Yes, you need help. Not that one?
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Do you guys think I'm a...
Yes.
Great person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
Wasn't it? I was going with a-hole.
It's both. You can be both.
What did you do this time?
I sent you guys a photo earlier today. Of a mangled black Tesla.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very mangled.
So first thing I want to do is, there's a couple layers to this. Number one, today's the day I realized how many people know, one, where I live, and two, precisely what I drive.
Mm-hmm.
The Alice text line, my personal texts, my personal email, my work email, blew up today because everyone's like, are you okay? And I'm like, did everyone just hear the conversation we had about me feeling like I'm getting choked out? And they're all like, are you in medical? Just like, I was attributing it to that. Like, everybody's like, oh God.
Yeah. Like, you've been having pain lately
in my throat. And it's like, and I'm getting a carotid IMT. I'm getting imaging. Like, I'm taking some steps and I'm going to figure all that out. But it was like, it was too coincidental for all these. I mean, these are people I haven't talked to in forever and complete strangers reaching out.
Wow. Okay.
And I finally figured out that there was a black Tesla involved in a major accident, like very close to my house.
The same
road that I drive every day. The road that I took on my way in to work today, an intersection there, that Tesla was just annihilated at that intersection.
Wow.
And people had genuine concern for me. Okay.
So, which is very nice.
Yeah, that's good.
That is nice. Oh no, I'm going to lose this one. I can already tell by the look on both of your faces, I'm going to lose this. Okay. So I got a lot of that, including from a woman who I've known for years, who worked for a lot of the private schools food program.
Okay.
She actually stopped and took a picture of it. That's the picture that I sent to you guys.
Oh, it's from her?
Okay. Yes.
Does she have any ins to this school lunch program? Like, can we get stuff delivered?
No. Why? What do you need? Oh, you want school food?
Yeah. I want Crispitos and like the...
Those like mozzarella sticks or whatever that they had. They were so bad. They were so good.
Yeah, but I don't... That's in public schools. Are they bad in like Mullen and Regis and...
Yeah. Oh, it's
they're bad everywhere?
Yeah. But okay. They're so bad that they're good.
All right, Ingrid, we'll if you're listening, why don't you ship over some mozzarella sticks?
The private school caviar and just whatever you got.
We'll try whatever. I don't even want to do this anymore. Now I don't want to talk about it. Because I'm starting to realize I might have been a jerk.
Hmm.
Okay.
What happened?
Here's a totally separate conversation. Forget everything we're talking about. I have a friend
who owns
a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
We all know who he is.
Uh-huh. Yep.
His name rhymes with Sven Schmarminez.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Sven constantly sends me, it's like, hey man, want to grab a drink? And then he'll send me a picture of a killer Manhattan. And I'm like, I'm dropping everything. Where are you? And he doesn't respond forever. And then...
Do you have his location?
No.
Oh.
So then 8 hours later, he'll send a picture of he and his family at a bar in Mexico. And you're like, oh, you're just inviting me for a pretend drink that I can't come to.
Yeah, he's just rubbing it. You're gloating. Right. You're rubbing it in.
And he does it with food. He does it with drinks. He does it incessantly. The text message before today was of a Manhattan. I picked it up and showed it to the people I was with, my friend Josh, my friend Mark. And Josh is like, that's the center bar at Resorts World. And I'm like, how are you doing that? He's like, I've drank at that bar 1,000 times. So then I was like, I didn't even respond to him. I'm like, you know what? F you, dude.
Why don't you download the picture and get the info from it?
I used to do that and he's blocked that. He's turned that off. Because I'd be okay. Like, you're in Austin at a bar called blah blah blah. He's like, how are you doing that? And he, like, for a while
okay.
He thought I had definite psychic ability.
Gotcha.
I thought you were gonna say you showed the picture to the friends you were with, the picture of the drink. You're like, sorry fellas, I got a bad offer.
I was kind of showing him for that reason. I'm like,
you can all understand. Look at this. Look
this
at the
is
ice.
Way better. Okay. So I got a text from him this morning after everyone else, after the smoke had cleared, and he's like, wellness check, are you all right, man? My wife said she saw a mangled Tesla like yours at this intersection. And just, I'm just checking on you. I'm going to lose this. I'm losing it already. So I sent him the picture of the broken car.
Stop. Stop.
Okay. Keeping in mind, this J-hole, all he ever does.
He doesn't
is
like.
Send,
oh, okay, but he's not sending you pictures
Aaron,
inside
stop
an
talking,
ER.
T-Hack, have a moment. T-Hack. Aaron, stop.
There's a couple of ways to look at it. I think from a prank standpoint, harsh, but you know, you're getting him back. He's got a few up on you. From a karma standpoint, I don't like it.
Okay,
I don't
let me
like
tell you
it
this.
At all.
I sent the text at 11:12 this morning. He wrote back WTF at 11:12. At 11:12, I wrote, my car is in the garage.
Okay.
Okay.
This
so,
prank okay. lasted, like he yeah.
less
me
than a minute.
On the hook
yeah.
for 8 hours on I'm about to have a Manhattan that looks better than anything I've ever had in my life. Within the same minute that I sent him a mangled car picture, and I never said that was my car.
True. That's a good point. That's a fair point.
No, it's implied, though.
Huh?
It's implied,
How's
though.
How's it implied?
Because you're sending him a picture of a mangled car after he just asked if you were okay.
Well, his wife said she saw the car.
Yeah,
here's the mangled car.
Yeah, here's the mangled car. Exactly. Thank you, T-Hack.
No.
That's exactly what I did. I'll say this. The car door is open. And he's been in my car. This car has a white interior. So
who is going?
This is not obviously not my car. The interior is the wrong color.
What color are his eyes?
Green.
Are they?
Yes.
I don't know. Sven, please text that.
They are because he has a close-up picture of his eye for his background. Because my phone is called iPhone.
So his is... iPhone.
His big green iPhone. Yeah.
Okay.
That's clever.
All right. Yeah. This guy deserves it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Am I a jerk or not? Just T-Hack this time. No. Text into 51059. I let him off the hook 45 seconds later and I never said.
That's
critical
what,
information.
And I never said it was my car. I didn't go, I'm okay. Picture. It was like, are you okay? Here's a picture of a car. Texting to 51059, not a jerk. Just text those words, not a jerk. Yeah. You can only text those words. Our texting system
or yes,
is
a jerk.
Shut down.
Or definitely a jerk.
But I mean,
it's,
given his history, I'm right.
Even not given the history, like excluding all of that, just the fact that you within a minute
the
clarified,
same minute.
That's what's really like pulling me over.
So you're on my side.
Only because of that.
Because you love Sven's food.
I do.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We've asked a lot of stupid questions on this show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I almost upward inflected there. I'm just making statements. We're all really dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's something going around the interwebs that is, what would you get that starts with the letter Y? You can get 5,000 of something that starts with the letter Y. What are you going to get?
That starts with Y?
Yes, 5,000 Ys. Text into 51059.
We can't do, you can't cheat. It has to be the name. You can't do...
What stupid T-Hack just did?
Yeah.
What?
Say what you just said, because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I would do 5,000 yellow bags of $1 billion.
No.
You
not,
can't.
No,
why? It starts with
Y. Yellow bags, no. No, it has to be a thing. And so my first inclination was like 5,000 yen. Like, because what's yen worth? If you, I think if you do the calculation, can you?
You don't want. That's it's about 30 bucks.
Okay, so that's bad. We said 5,000 yellow bags of yen, 5,000 yen in each yellow bag of yen would buy. No.
5,000 yellow Lamborghinis? Could I do that?
I think you can do that.
That's more acceptable.
I think you can do that.
You're only doing it because you want the yellow lab. And that starts with a...
Oh! You would not want 5,000 yellow labs.
I don't know what else to get, and they would make me happy, and it would be great.
Can
we could have a big cuddle puddle.
With 5,000, do you know how much food is going to cost?
They can suffocate me, and I will die happy.
And then there's 5,000 stray yellow labs.
Who said that they're strays?
Well, now they
they're
are.
They're all a part of the...
I mean, because you're dead.
Right.
They're your labs, and then...
Yeah, I would need, like... acreage to handle them.
Okay, let me ask you this. Have you seen everyone's seen everything before me, so you're just gonna make fun of me. But the golden retriever yellow lab that they taught to whisper bark?
What? Maybe.
Oh my god, it's the greatest video I've ever seen.
I thought you were gonna talk about Nala stomps, and I was very excited. The golden retriever. She stomps. She stomps. She does the Nala.
I don't know what
stomp.
That is.
Oh, it's
is
so
it
good.
Another
it's
video?
So
oh my god! Thank God TX doesn't know.
Oh, I don't. No, I thought you were going to talk about Air Bud.
You got no God. You got to look up whisper bark. So it's a dog, and she's taught.
And it's a golden.
Yes, it's a golden, and she's taught the dog, and it's like whisper, and the dog's like,
really?
She's taught it to whisper bark.
That's
it literally
cute.
Goes like,
what
huh,
cute dog?
I mean, it's the greatest trick in the history of tricks. If I have 5,000 yellow labs who whisper barked...
I think shooting the basketball like Air Bud did is the greatest trick of all time.
No, whisper bark is harder than... No, you're right.
Yeah. He went all state.
Shut up. It's a stupid movie. Okay, so then what are you going to get? 5,000 what?
I think I might have cracked it.
What?
5,000 years to live. And
that's dumb.
Do you want to live 5,000 years?
No.
I would just have them. Maybe I could give them out to other people.
You can't just hand out. My God,
I don't know.
How many dumb ideas do you have? Like I've read one of the things on the internet was 5,000 yesterdays.
That's kind of good. So you could you could always go back in time. You can't do that.
What?
I like that one.
But if you go back 5,000 days? Like what if they get if you ask for 5,000 yesterdays, and that would be how many days is 5,000 days? How many years is 5,000?
I was going to say 5,000 days.
How many years is 5,000 days? Ah. I think it puts us back in like 2018.
It's about 13 years. 5,000 days is 13 and a half years.
Well, that's farther back than 2018.
That's way farther back.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
that's kind of far.
So, like, would that be something you'd want?
No,
can
I don't think so.
Can you go back to the same day over and over? Or do they have to be different
yesterdays?
Oh, you
just keep going back to a certain yesterday.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't think that's a real thing or tangible, so I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I think we got to pick something. Like somebody said 5,000 Yingling lagers. So that's just 5,000 beers. And if beers are $6 a piece, great.
Yeah, that's okay. But that is a lot. I don't know that you want them all at the same time either. Because then...
How about 5,000 yoga instructors?
Yeah.
What are you guys going to do with yoga instructors?
What am I not going to do?
No, nothing.
5,000 yoga pants. You can make some cash off that. If they're Lulus,
yeah.
How much is that worth? How much are Lulus? Like $100?
Like $130.
Okay, so wow. Even if there are 100, 5,000 times 100, now we're at 50,000, 500,000, we're $500,000.
That's
you sell
not a
them
bad
all
one.
For 100 bucks a piece.
Yeah, so why can't I just do a yellow bag of money?
No.
Why? This, you're all trying to just get money in the end.
There's got
I'm
to...
not. I'm just trying to be happy.
Put it out with 5,000 dogs pooping all over your yard.
Yeah, 5,000 yogurts for you.
Gross. The answer, I think the best answer, please text in at 51059. I think the best answer is yachts.
That's a good one.
Because you could, yeah, you could sell
you
them.
Sell 5,999 of them. You don't have to have.
Well, because everyone said, every boat owner that I know is like, there's two good days of having a boat.
The day you buy it.
And the day you sell it.
Yes. Okay. But if you have 5,000 of them, you have 5,000 good days.
That sounds so stressful.
And 5,000 bad days. All right, we're all going to get smothered by 5,000 dogs and yogurt.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't feel like doing this today.
I
got a story of a woman who tried to do a good thing and ended up in a very precarious position.
Mm. All right.
I feel like I said that so angrily that
you
I don't,
did.
Nobody wants to listen to the rest of this.
I'm very uncomfortable.
Okay, sorry.
I've got a story about someone. Well, you would think it was like a child's birthday party, but it wasn't.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A 39-year-old man in California.
I'm so proud of you.
I know.
You paused
it's been
on the
so,
end, though.
I know.
You get to go in California, then you do the pause. But like, we're like right there.
You do it after?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Are you teasing or in?
I guess. Yeah, but I think I do the in if it's going to be Florida. And it's like, yeah, let's go. But it's Aaron, I'm sorry. You just keep going. You're this is great.
We're learning on the fly here.
You're doing so good.
You're doing great, sweetie. Anyways, a 39-year-old man in California was celebrating his birthday. Thank you. And as one does, started drinking.
Oh.
Kind of got a little carried away. He got angry when his family member started to leave, so he decided to grab his rifle and just start firing away. Said, you're not leaving.
Everyone stay. This is where it gets fun.
That made everyone leave at that point. Cops were called. A police helicopter came to the scene.
Good.
He said, ooh, more party members.
Yay!
Started firing at the helicopter.
No! Shot, 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 shot.
There we go. That's the fun I was looking for.
Oh, you got it.
He was arrested.
Yeah, no,
and,
I would imagine
and charged
so.
With a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. Well, that's a fun party. My story comes from.
Yeah, see?
The UK. Right, that means we get to talk about this then. So a woman in the UK, she found out her cat was on the roof. I'm not even sure. What?
Do cats have a different meow?
I'm not sure if you're from...
I don't know.
What is it, an old-timey cat?
Well, like in Spanish, they make different...
Yeah, I'm an old-timey cat, hey? Yeah. Can we have a minute? I can't find the cat sound.
You've got to be kidding me, right, meow? Meow.
I don't even think I'm going to do the rest of my story. Where the hell is my cat sound? There it is. Okay.
All right. Okay. Those are British cats.
Right! British cat up in a tree, so she got on the roof, climbed onto a branch, got the animal, put it in her shirt, right? Then she was scared and she couldn't get down. So she had to call a neighbor for assistance. That's the neighbor's cell phone buzzing.
Ring the telly.
Police came.
Can't do the adjective.
I can't imagine there's anybody. Should we just close it and just walk away? Because there's no one left.
Yeah. The bosses are outside. I think we have to stay.
Okay, now it's time. Go.
What?
With your stupid pun.
I already did it.
I know, but we gotta do it again.
You've got to be kidding me, right, meow.
It remains to be seen whether or not we do this tomorrow, but those were
rubbish.
All the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.